The Rockford Area Arts Council's 13th annual Spring Art Scene takes place this Friday and Saturday at 39 venues across the Rockford metro area. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
Lene Weichel is showing me around 304 North Main Street in downtown Rockford.
So obviously there's not a space in the building that doesn't need work, but it'll be kind of a labor of love.
The former home to a succession of insurance companies has been stripped, and there are holes and patches where workers have had to gain access to burst pipes and old wiring. Weichel is rehabbing the century-old building with an eye to future development. Weichel says local artist Pablo Corona suggested to her that a large high hall she had cleared out in the building would make a great gallery space for his art scene project. People will be given cameras, then take pictures throughout the community. The results will be hung up in the hall. Weichel says there will also be tours highlighting some of the architectural details of the old building. She's thrilled to be a part of Art Scene.
It's really a nice opportunity to bring the whole community together around the arts, and it's an even better opportunity for people to get into places that they don't usually get to go.
Like an old building in the midst of renovation. Rockford Area Arts Council President and CEO Ann O'Keefe says that variety of show spaces is part of what Art Scene is about.
We like to look at places that are usual places where you see artworks, such as galleries, and then the organizations that are committed to making sure that the arts are part of their venue, including churches and Benny's Cleaners, which is not a usual suspect for artwork.
Along with spas, gardens, restaurants, bars, and other locations, conventional or otherwise, throughout the area, hosting a wide diversity of art in all media. Ted Simmering is showing his work, along with many others, in a group exhibition called Event Horizon at the Allegory Project Art Gallery. He says the spring art scene and its fall counterpart are wonderful platforms for the area's artists.
The two art scenes are the most inclusive visual arts events in Rockford. This is one time where anybody that wants to get on stage with their work can do it and share it with the whole community.
Fiber artist Ellen Ammer is in the same show. Ammer says she likes that the low-key nature of the event allows for a more interactive experience.
I enjoy the opportunity of Art Scene to get to know people, both those who are the artists and also the folks who actually come to the various venues and have conversations, whether it's about art or whether it's about the weather.
O'Keefe says that's part of the Arts Council's intent. She says too often people in a gallery feel they'll be pressured to buy something and miss out on getting to know the artists and the art in their community.
One of the things that is freeing about Art Scene is even if people aren't ready to make a purchase or they are not sure, they're just building a relationship with an artist or actually building a relationship with a piece that resonates with them.
Without any obligation. Of course, some will decide to buy something. Printmaker Carrie McDonald is showing at the Rockford Roasting Company Coffee Bar. She says that's another incentive Spring Art Scene has for the artist.
The winter months really can be tough in the Midwest because it's cold and you don't feel like doing anything. So it's really nice to have that deadline in the spring. And that's exciting for the artists and I think also for the patrons too.
O'Keefe says in the end, while Art Scene may lead to an increase in art purchases, there's a greater impact. The public can see that artists are a valuable part of the community and that the arts are, as the Arts Council puts it, for everyone. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.